sometimes, emanates some sort of color or figure and disappears. A peculiar type of color and figure, which so many charming aspects are shown as if to my eyes within. Chitto Hridaye Krishna Pas, and forcibly takes me to surrender at the feet of that altar. Purna vikasita hoya vrije mure daya roya dakaya mure. And sometimes it shows itself in a full-fledged form. This Vrindavan, the Vrajolida, Radharani, all this. And takes me there. I find that I am in the midst of paraphernalia. Peculiar, very sweet, and a very loving paraphernalia, I find myself there sometimes. And shows that, you see, I have got so many things. This is your home. So many things, they are also here. I am not even mere imagination, but concrete reality you will find. An environment very favorable and sweet, and you also have to live here. Bhaji Mode Dakai Mode Sarupa Vilas, and also I see there that he is also dealing in different ways with them, in different rasa pastimes. So many. I see Sarupa Vilas, Mode Siddha Deha Diya Krishna Pase Rakhe Diya, and I also find that I have as if another body has emerged from my previous one, and that is to be located, that has got a permanent place here also, a service, a new life is there, I find. Bhagavan, and then I find ultimately that my previous things are all gone. Consideration of my past life and experience, the whole vanished. And this is true. This is my real life. Yeah. This is Papa. And that was a sham thing and that vanished. This is Kadeshapana. Krishna Nam Chintamani Akhila Rasa Rakhani. And then also I find that to take the name that gives new encouragement and new perspective and new hope. Chintamani. And whatever we want, we have got our internal demand that comes from that name. If we take the name, all our internal encouragement are complete. Chintamani, Akhila Rasa Rakhani, Nitya Purna Shuddha Purna Rasa Maha. It is eternal, it is the purest of the pure Buddha, and it is full of ecstasy. Namayel Balai Yato Sablaye Hoi Hato Tabe Mohar Sukhera Udaya. Now I find I have been converted whole soul converted. Now my innermost hankering is this. Whatever is against this sweet name, that may vanish at all, eternally from the world. Namir Balai Jyoti, if anything is in enemic position, in opposition to this sweetness, the sweet of the sweet life, and if anything in opposition, that may vanish. And if it is necessary, I may give my life to make it disappear from the world. Then the others will be able to enjoy it and that freedom. All the opposition for such ascendance, it may go forever, and if necessary, at the cost of my life. others may enjoy such absolute joyous life in the world. No hindrance may come to their this fulfillment of life. It's Advaita. It has got no other second, not second. So everyone may come here, and if necessary, the opposition, I can sacrifice myself to finish the opposition, if any there. All can smoothly, peacefully, and without any opposition, any danger, may enjoy such absolute sweet and blissful life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In Sharanagati, in the end, the Sharanagati song says like that. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Prabhu. Feeble that end, what can I do? What do we do? It is rather aburad. Bakha aburad. The explanation is so vague, meager, and misrepresenting that is almost offense to real explanation of the greatness of the Holy Name. What to do? Helpless.
Krishna.
Krishna. Gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold. Oh, yeah.
Maharaj.
Namante vajipanti. Jnani prayasumudapasya. Jnani prayasumudapasya namante eva. Jivanti sankharidang bhavadiyo vattam. Gani prayasamudapasya namantaiva jivanti sankharidang bhavadiyo vattam. Sthane sthita srutigatang tanubang manubhi ji prayasu jita jita pasita paista dokkan. Received by our experience, wherever they are, that does not matter. If they submissively give their ear to the flow from the mouth of his agent that is coming to a state world, they are successful. Naishkarma mappachyuta bhava bodhjitam Nusubhati Ganumalam Niranjanam Kutapuna Sasada Bhadravishari Nuchatpitam Karma Jadapakaranam. What to speak about the gross karma that has got connection with this mundane, this gross matter? Even this pure soul culture is also not fruitful. If it is divorced, no connection with Ochyuta. The soul culture, it is not matter, but soul, matter and soul, jiva soul. We are not in giving indulgence in the cultivation of the material things outside, gross. But if in your culture, Atmaram, within your soul, you culture only with the spirit, that is also not good, will not be good. If it is disconnected with Achyuta, the Paramatma group, the Jivatma group, that is Atma Ramatta, the Brahma conception, the Yogi and Paramatma conception, that is not sufficient. The God conception, that is the Godhead conception, Krishna conception. If devoid of that, this mere soul conception is useless. Sriyasthiti bhakti vidashyate vibhuji krishyanti je kevala bodho labdhai. Avoiding the path of devotion, which really brings good for us. If one engages himself completely to understand and analyze and understand what spirit is, soul, the subjective substance, what is that? Object and subject, this what is subject, the chit, kevala bodha labdhari, only the abstraction, what is soul proper, what is chetan, what is consciousness. So you are sitting, living away the devotion, the submission to the highest entity. Kevala bodha tesam asu klephala shishyati yata sthula tushava ghatina. His attempt will like be of one who is husking the only husk but not the peg. Husk, you know, husk.
Yes.
And husking, husking, that is to take out husk from the paddy. Only husking the husk and no paddy there, it will be of such effect. Only chit, but not ananda. Ananda is not there. Nati vidu sattva gatihi Vishnum, Prahlad says. The inner aspiration, third inner thirst is for the substance, not the contents, not the container. Chit means only with the feeling. But feeling of what? Feeling of ananda. The ananda is not there. Only feeling can be analyzed and analyzed, and what will be there? That is like just like husk. The spirit is not there. The spirit, the anandam, sat chit anandam. Ananda is the proper thing that is to be tackled. And not the chit, the consciousness, who can feel the anandam. There is an element within us that can feel anandam. So we have not the business to acquire the feeler without anandam. But anandam must be there. Otherwise we shall collect on the feeler. What to feel? The feeling of the anandam, that is the main thing we are to do. The naskarmam api chatabhavajitam no sovati gyanam alang niranjanam. That gyan, the mere consciousness, has been, in comparison to matter, it has been praised like anything. But if it is devoid of a chitta connection, then it is fruitless. And also, a kevala bodha, only you want to go to analyze the consciousness and to understand what consciousness is, that it will also be a fruitless labor. Because consciousness is useful only to get anandam. To feel ananda, feeling is necessary. And if no ananda, what is necessary of feeling? Then it is better to become a fossil. The feeling and the good thing to feel is absent. What is there? Sayasati bhakti vyas, jnani prayasam japasya. There are so many things. Vachyutabhava, anandam, satchidanandam. Yav, vidai gaur haribol. Yav.
So Maharaj, you know, Kanishta, Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttamadhikari, they all have a different conception of the name. What is Kanishta Adhikari's conception is very vague?
Yes, very vague. Only in the name bhajan, nam bhajan, Mahaprabhu said. That is in the bhajana section, not in the sadhana, but in siddha dasa. There is the gradation, and Mahaprabhu has given the comparative study there. যার মুখে এক কৃষ্ণ নাম তাকে জানিয়ে তুমি বৈষ্ণব প্রধান রিয়েল দেন ইউ হিয়ার ওয়ান্স ইউ মে থিঙ্ক টু বি বৈষ্ণব দেখেন নিরন্তর when you find that person who is always chanting the name, then you would take me to the Madhyama Vaishnava, the middle. And jahare dekhi dem ki aise Krishna naam, tahare jani me tumi Vaishnava palham. And if you can find anyone by whose sight Krishna naam comes within you, Krishna naam enters within you, and forces you to take the name. He is the highest devotee in the world of the name worship. And there is another classification. Krishna iti yasya giritam manasa driyeta. It is also this idea, general idea given by Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami has given us in Sanskrit sloka, in this form. Krishneti yasya giri tang manasa adriyeta. If you find the name of Krishna in the mouth of anyone, in the tongue of anyone, then you will adore him mentally, not physically. Yes, good, his faith will be good. Appreciate. It will be appreciation. Yes, it being well. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives a commentary here, very, very important. Sangodosa sunna, dikkhita dikkhita joditabo naam gaya. Manase ador koribe tahare jani niyojana paare. If you find the name of Krishna in the lip of anybody, but if he has not any bad connection, company, bad association, then only you can give appreciation. Mentally you can show some sympathy. But if he has got any direct dushanga, a bad company, and taking them, it is of opposite nature. Just as Nidai Gaura Deshyam. They are already wedded to some bad ideal. So that sort of name cannot produce, until and unless that association gone, they cannot be adored. Do you follow?
Yes, Maharaj.
Sangodosa sunna. Dikkhita may not have proper admission in the line to a proper agent, may not, but soon he may come to that stage. But without having diksha proper, in a proper place, if you find the name of Krishna in anybody, you can appreciate. But sangodosa sunna, this is the particular note to Bhakti-Gurata. Krishneti yasya giri. Giri means in the word, in the mouth. Git means bani. If one is pronouncing so many words, and if you find he's chanting Krishna, that you may adore him. Dikshasthi. Krishneti dikshasthi panuti bhishya. And you will only bow down to him when he is dikshita, that he is accepted by the agent of the Lord, that he has got name in his ear and heart. He is accepted. The divine name has been distributed in him. Dikshita. Dikshita jodi jano. He already, by diksha, Krishna has accepted him as his devotee through his real agent. Then he will bow down, because the seed has come within his heart. The Krishna has come to capture his heart, in the temple of his heart, the Krishna has descended. So you must be show respect by bowing down your head. Krishneti yascha gihitam manasadriyeta dikkhasti chet pranati vishcha. If diksha in a proper place, then you can show your pranam prostration to him. Sushrushaya mananyo manyo. And if you find exclusive devotion, he has directed the current of his whole life towards this viewfield, then he will try to have his company always. Which is incidentally, whose bhajan, whose connection with the divinity is incident, without gap, he will try to mix with him, to fulfill his own purpose. Mangodarshan dikkhete devisthapanam gai, manushara guri vidhari jami gajanata. Dikkhito hai ya bhali tuha pada tahare pranati kari, amanya bhajani vikko jayyam tahare sevi bohari. Then he would try to serve him who has got an incident connection. Dekhcha gita munasad diye dikkhasi pranati vishcha bhajanta misham ananya
Sushrushaya
bhajana vigga mananya manya nindadi sunna vidam ipsital hungala vidha. And he will try to do anything and everything for him if you find that he has completely devoted and immersed in the taste of the sweetness of the name of the Lord and his Lila, etc. He's there. Any exertion to dismiss this world of material. No connection with this. Madhyama Adhikari, one who is always serving, he may have some consciousness of this mundane nature. But this gentleman, is Paramahamsa. In his view, there is nothing but Krishna bhajan. He is engaged. And if you fortunately find such a person who has got no relativity of non-Krishna, then he will attempt your best to be of any service to that class of devotee. No consideration. Fortunately, you come across such a great man who is independent of the relativity of this mundane world, and the whole sent person merged in the service of Krishna. If by your fortune you meet such rare sadhu, then you will try to do anything and everything for him. Ipsita Sankalpita. This is the thing which is in my search, what I am searching. I have got that. So with this much intensity of your earnestness, you will throw yourself in the service of him. Very rarely to be found. I have found anyhow in my life once in this. Gaudhari Bowl, 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 Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
This is how we feel in your association, Maharaj.
Huh?
In your association,
huh,
we feel this way, Nindari Sunna.
Huh?
Amra Sangate,
huh?
Amra Nindari Sunna.
No, no. I am blaming so many. I am the LGBT of the mundane world, blaming so many. I got no trace, but for blaming purpose, I am very. This is not, they are very expert.
But you're always nirapeksha, Maharaj, we see.
Hare Krishna. By the grace of the Guru and the Vaishnava, that may be that nirapeksha. May not have any prejudice for any mundane thing, but only the guidance of my Guru, that may be like the polar star in my heart. That star, what I have got from him, I can move, live, and give whatever, only according to that. This is my aspiration. I want that. Hare Krishna. May not be led astray by any bribe. Kanak Kamini Patishtha. The bribe.
Yes.
The nirpekha, the attained by the grace of all the Vaishnavas, may my attained be nirpeksha, may not be prejudiced for any other things. But danger is talking, tatparatena nirmalam. Sadbhupadhi virid muktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rigena hihigesha srivanam bhakti ruttam. Sadbhupadhi virid muktam anyavidash karma gyan. And also vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti also. Sherati prabodho hare parabhame deve phele. Das Goswami said, you have that much attraction for the vidhi bhakti, laws and the rules, shastra, then he will be thrown down into the parabhama in Vaikuntha, and you won't be able to keep up your position in Vrindavan. While it is spontaneous, no necessity of any scripture or direction is found. My transaction with Krishna and the Krishna Bhakta, what law should come and decide between them? The law will say, oh, you do this much, you don't go this way, this way. What is this? With whole heart, as much as I command, I must give it to my Lord and to those that are running to serve him in that nature. No law, no scripture. No goodwill of the environments of the social party. Sajanam adhipathancha. So-called relatives and also adhipathancha. The ways that have been recommended by the Vedas, Shastra. You should do this, you should not do that. That may be in the case of worldly matters. But in our dealings to Krishna, you do this and don't do that. When we shall do the whole of our energy, as much as we can command. That is spontaneous. That is automatic. That we may. But we must not think ourselves very high, that we have got that a spontaneous flow. So in our position, we must try to give some respect. Pujala-rāgapata-gaurava-bhaṅgī. Always we should keep that on our head. We shall traverse roam about in the Shastric area. But our gurus and our superiors, our aspiration, always keep in the head, and that is all automatic, all spontaneous, no law there. But I am not raised to such a big position, so I shall have to show some respect for the scripture, etc. But not all, consisting, having consistence with the rago, the command of our guru. Certain instance, somewhere, looking at their aspiration, we shall break the law, and sometimes those, no, hereby I myself taking the independence, undue independence from the society and from the scriptures. So I must not venture where I am concerned. But in their case, our whole of our appreciation would be for that. And they are not under these ordinary rulings. Thereby we will be able to understand what is what. Otherwise we shall think that everything is this whole imitation. We have already there. And whatever we do, that is all right. In the name of Krishna, we shall do anything and everything and say, oh, taking Krishna's account, then I shall have go to hell. So we must be Guyala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. I must retain my connection with the Shastra society as far as possible. And always appreciation and reverence and love will be that over the law and the social area. We should try to appreciate that. We may not put ourselves in that practice, but our appreciation always be beyond the law. Krishna is above the law. Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, really, they are above the law. But I am not yet in that category. That should be our general temper. Ujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. So one copy you may send to Astana today. Yeah, do it. Oh, in an envelope. You can put one letter also. The Guru. How do you fare there? Live there in that house?
Very good. Nice. Very fine.
No trouble, huh?
No. Very fine.
I think they will move today, they've gone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Narajan.
Mahamantra also represents Krishna or?
Yes, according to the realization, when one would have absolute attraction for Krishna Lila, that is the supremest above law, then that Rama, the inner meaning of the word Rama, will go to Radha Raman Rama. There is only one center. Where all the forces, the source of all the forces, accommodated in one. Some say that is Brahma, some say that is Paramatma, some say that is Narayana, and the Bhagavat, and the Chaitanya Dev school, and Nimbarkala say that center is Krishna. So that is the source ultimate source, the spring of everything, all power, all beauty, all existence. The beauty is the center. The beauty, the love is the center, not power, not inert, indifferent base of consciousness, neither the all-pervading aspect. The Paramatma, which pervades everywhere, that aspect of the cause, which we find that it is everywhere within, that is Paramatma, and which is all-accommodating. Everything is within him. That aspect is Brahma. Brahma, which embraces all sorts of consciousness. That is Brahma. And now, not only permeating aspect or containing aspect, that is the real position of the Absolute Cause, but Absolute Cause must be the object of all movements. In Hegelian philosophy, by itself and for itself. For itself. He exists for him, not for others. So we exist for him. So Bhagavan means bhajaniya. Not only he holds us, not only he permeates through all of us, but he is to attract us, to give us fulfillment by his service. Then the ultimate cause comes in the position of Narayana, Purushottama. And when the decision comes again, that is there any understanding? Yeah. Between us, that this much we shall give to him and that much we shall get ourselves, or he is the absolute master. And everything of us belongs to him, and we are in his possession. He can make or mar, or he can do anything with us. Such connection he has got. That the cost of our existence, he may be gratified when we accept that absolute position of him, and then we can find that he is love and he is beautiful. And then we come to understand the prime cause of the whole. Everything ends in the conception of Krishna. So, the remotest connection of the meaning of every word takes to him. And if we go to make any meaning in the midway, that will be partial. So all the meaning of all the words, Mahaprabhu, when came from Gaya, he expressed his self. Then he began to give explanation even to the grammar, the Vyakaran Sutra. That everything is Krishna. If any scholars there be in Navadvip, let him come and discard my explanation. Everything. Dhatu Sutra. What is Dhatu? Dhatu means potency. Whose potency? That the ultimate cause. So, to go, to sleep, to move, whatever, that is Krishna Shakti, the origin of that coming from Krishna. The Shabda coming from Krishna. All words, its meaning cannot but show that its ultimate source is from the ultimate center. So, every word means, if lagam, mukta pragraha, pragraha means, ghorat lagam ki ki bale? Horse, ghorat mukhe jeta dai?
Rains.
Rain. Rainless, if the meaning of every word is allowed to go on this rainless, then it will go to Krishna. Raman, Ram, Ramana. The Raman in its highest sense you will find only in Krishna, in Vrajalila, not so much in Ramachandra. Ramachandra is Ramaniya, very beautiful. When you look at the figure of Ramachandra, they are charming. But Krishna is more charming. So Ramachandra and Krishna are the same, but only posing. Krishna is posing as Rama. He is charming, his ways, figures, dealings, all charming. But Krishna is more charming, the center of the center. In this way, we are when that Rama, ordinarily we may take the Rama, this Ajodhya Rama, Dasarathi Rama. But in the, if we are, have got if we are acquainted with the highest plane of life, the subtlemost plane of life, and then we'll find that the center of all charm is in Krishna. Ramachandra is also represented there. Even there is difference here in Krishna Rupa. The Braja Krishna is greater than Dwaraka Krishna. Once it is represented in Shastra, Dwaraka Krishna, when he has come to see his own portrait of a Braja Krishna, he is charmed there. Oh, how beautiful I am, I was. Now I am not so beautiful. Differentiation in Krishna also. So what to speak of in other incarnation of him. In this way the condition is there. When I think Rama, Dasarathi Rama, Hari, sometimes Nrisimhadev, but in the ultimate sense it will come. As Hari, it is not Hari, it is Hara. And the Sambodhan, what is Sambodhan? Vocative. It becomes Hari. Lata becomes Lati, Mala, Mali in vocative case. So Hara, who can capture, who can snatch the highest position of a snatcher, that is in Radhika we find. Why? He can snatch the mind of Krishna also. What to speak of others? So Hara means Radha. In the highest sense of Haran, and stealing, snatching, attracting, Hara is Radha. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. And the Krishna who attracts everybody, and this Rama who can please everybody, and the Krishna, the Radha Ramandam, who can please even Radhika, he is the holder of the supreme position of attracting and pleasing everyone. In that sense, we go to enter into Krishna Lila, then we find Rama Krishna, Radha is Hara, and the Krishna is also attractor. In this way, they cannot deviate from that plane to any other plane. Plane of Ramachandam, that is mixed with morality, that is Rajaniti, this Prakriti Ranjanam, Prajapalanam, all this. But absolute transaction with love, and especially parukya, inconceivable, that is found in Krishna. And when one can enter into that plane, he is charmed there, he can't come down to think other things of me from other plane. This is the center and the highest position. Gradually we have to come to know that. Today we stop here. Nidai, go for you. Your book is finished, translation.
Finished, yes. Now the typing is finished. Gone. Last night.
After typing, that may be sent to Charusani. You will have. You wanted me to go to the West.
Yes.
But I hesitated. But I won't be able to show any success there. If you command, I must go. but as my own conception, consideration, I say that I won't be able to show any success there. I can't understand their words, very intonation, gradually. This is a difficulty. And another thing, I'm not very open to mix with them, with their habits. So, without mixing with them familiarly, how can hope any success in the activity of those persons? So, consider this and order. Then he sent Samana, Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, was sent by him. And there was one professor, Sanyal, he told to me, why Prabhupada wanted you to send there, do you know? And no, I don't know. Because we are going there, they are becoming, instead of converting them, they are becoming converted. And you won't be converted. I mean, yes, it is a